Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we are thankful that you, our Redeemer, lives. You live and you're making secure all of your promises, making certain that every documentation of the enemy against our lives is scrubbed, making certain that every promise that you've made is fulfilled, making certain that we live life to the full. Thank you, Lord, that you've rebuked the devourer for our sakes. You've stood between us and the enemy of our souls. And this day we can say thank you for protection, for provision, for peace, for prosperity, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, that we are your property. You own us completely. And we are surrendered to you, Father. We are your family. And you are our Papa. Blessed be your holy name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's good to see you all this wonderful evening for the last prayer meeting that we'll have for this year. But we'll meet again tomorrow morning and on Sunday morning. Tomorrow morning is Christmas Eve. I can hardly believe it that we are in December for the end of the year. Wow. Growing up, Christmas took forever. We waited for Christmas because Christmas was when we had nice gifts and new clothes and everything. We got to see family, and it always took forever. And now, it's like you go to sleep and you wake up and it's another Christmas. Thank God for family. Amen. Last Friday, we prayed through Psalm 127. This Friday, we are going to go to the next chapter, Psalm 128. But today, we're going to pray about a lot of different things. Because Christmas is a very difficult time for people. It's a joyous time, but it's a very depressive time for many because they're alone, they don't have family to be with, or they lost a loved one that they celebrated Christmas with last Christmas, and this is their next or first Christmas without that loved one. There are all kinds of reasons why people get very beat down. Sometimes it's because they see other people celebrating and happy. You may sit down. Candy, you may sit down. You don't need to stand up anymore. Okay, you want to stand up? Stay there. Well, so all kinds of things happen in the minds of people and make them struggle. I want us to remember those people today. I was driving by the Health Science Center yesterday, I think it was, and I saw people crossing the street to go to the Health Science. And it dawned on me, they're going there because there's a loved one in there. They're sick. Or maybe they're sick and they're trying to go in there for treatment. And I looked at this humongous hospital that's expanding all over the place, wondering, what's happening in there? What's going on in there? I'm okay, I'm driving. But there's somebody in there that's in pain. I've never had a hospital experience until last January, I guess. I was in a private room, so to speak. I could hear on the other side people screaming at the top of their voices in pain. I'm here right now, and there's people there screaming in pain. There's somebody who just lost a baby. Somebody who just lost a husband. Somebody just lost a wife, a father, a mother, an uncle, a cousin. But because you don't see it doesn't mean that it's not happening. Life continues, but there are challenges. And we need to be thankful for every moment that we have that we're not in that mess. But we need to pray for those that are going through issues today, especially at this time of Christmas. Somebody is very angry at God right this very moment. God, if you were there, why did this happen? During this holiday, somebody's going to get raped. Somebody's going to get abused. There's a wife that's going to get beaten. A girlfriend that's going to be pushed and hurt. And they may wonder, God, where are you? Why didn't you come with a big sledgehammer and knock that guy over the head and kill them? I had somebody call me this morning after watching our daily broadcast from somewhere in the East. They had family issues, fighting with family about family stuff. And we're saying things like, should I pray that God kills them? I said, no. We're not going to pray like that. Say, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm talking about issues. You might be okay, but there are people with issues. And I want us to pray for them. You may not know them, but pray anyhow. God forbid that you be the one that was going through that. The word of God is, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So tonight, I want us to start out first to give God thanks that we are okay. And then secondly, pray for those people that are going through difficult experiences right now. Last year, they had lots of money. They were able to buy people all kinds of gifts. And this year they cannot rub two pennies together. And they're wondering, how did I get here? The people down the street, out in this cold. As I came in, as the guys up in the front, I said, somebody tell me why I'm in this country. Encourage me, tell me why I'm here, please. But there's people out there in the street right now. In this cold. It's funny, I listen to the news and there are people screaming about 0 degrees. Oh, it's so cold here. Oh, we are dying here in the U.S. I said, come. Come over here to Winnipeg and let me hear you cry again. You'll be thankful for what you've got. But I was able to say, thank God we didn't have all that pileup of snow over here. So, people are going through all kinds of stuff, and we need to pray. Thank God that you have life, number one. But two, pray for those that are not very fortunate right now. They're going through all kinds of issues in their lives. They are overwhelmed. Somebody just took their lives because they're overwhelmed about life. And you hear what they're overwhelmed about and you say, why did you take your life because of that? That you don't know what they're going through. How messed up their mind is. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the life that you've given to us. That today we can come here knowing, oh God, that you have kept us and protected us, provided for us, enriched our lives, given us a voice, given us the ability to move around freely. Thank you for every day that you've granted to us, Father. Above all, for the salvation that you've granted us, for divine health, for peace and prosperity. And Lord, oh God, while we thank you for what you've done for us, we pray for those, oh God, right this very moment that are hurting, for whatever reasons. Sometimes it is because of what mistakes they've made, decisions that they've made that have gotten them to where they are. And sometimes it's just an onslaught of an enemy that wants to destroy them. There are people who are wondering right this very moment, God, where are you? I need help. And we cry out to God on their behalf. There are those of God that are so overwhelmed that cannot operate in faith. We exercise the faith that you've given to us on their behalf, and we ask, oh God, for mercy. We ask, God, for the work of redemption, oh God, to take place in their lives. We pray for those in the hospitals that are hurting right this very moment, that you be healer to them. For those that have lost loved ones, that you be comforter to them. Lord, oh God, whatever the state of the people are, Father, we are asking, oh God, for your intervention. And we are asking, oh God, that your grace sufficient will help them through their struggles, that which is impeding their progress in life. We ask, oh God, for the healing of the mind. That those, oh God, that are going through mental issues will receive healing right now, that they will receive help, that they will accept help. For some, oh God, are so lost in their minds that when help is offered them, they resist it. Some are resistant and defensive because they've been so beaten down in their lives and so rejected that when acceptance is given, they lash back and reject it before they feel rejected. Whatever the needs of your people are, God who spoke peace on earth, goodwill to all men, let your word be fulfilled in the lives of your people now. We ask it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, the word of God says, that walketh in his ways. That is the ways of the Lord. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Jesus, our Lord, likened the wise men to the men who came, heard his words, and did it. Therefore, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord. Is blessed is everyone that comes, hears the word of God, and does it. We're going to pray today that we are not hearers of the word only, and so deceiving ourselves, but that we will be men and women that obey the instruction of the Lord and walk in the ways of the Lord and not the ways of the world. Someone says, blessed is that man. Someone, if you can give that to me. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law or the word of the Lord, and in his law, the word of God, doth he meditate, focus his attention day and night. We meditate on the word of God so that we can understand it. The word of God says, by the word of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is a house built, established, and furnished. We're going to ask God to help us to be men and women that have an understanding of the fear of God, that will walk in a true reverence who God is and walk that way, because there are benefits to this. He says, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. This is one of the benefits. You're going to eat the labor of your hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Our prayer focus is, God, help me to be a man. And if you're a woman, pray the same. To be a woman that has a true reverence or fear for you by the actions of me embracing your word, meditating on that word, and doing that word. Many hear but don't do. May we be those that hear and do. Amen. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we don't want to be forgetful hearers of your word. We don't want to be casual hearers of your word. We want to be men and women, O God, that hear your instruction and follow through with it. Because we are sold out, O God, to you. Your word says, my sheep hear my voice. The voice of a stranger they will not pay attention to. Lord, O God, help us, O God, to be men and women, O God, that cut off the noise and the nonsense that's out there, the confusing messages birthed by the forces of darkness. May we be, O God, those individuals that embrace your word completely and walk in the integrity of your word. We trust you, Lord, that because we obey your word, we will experience the full impact of the benefits that comes because we have a fear, a reverence for you, and walk in the ways that you have instructed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Hallelujah. So many people work, but don't see the benefit of what they're working for. God says when we have a fear for Him, a reverence for Him, and we walk in His ways, He says we're going to eat the labor of our hands. We're going to see benefit from what we are doing. Hallelujah. And then it says, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. What a promise. Hallelujah. That's an amazing word. Eating the labor of our hands. Wow. Because we have a true fear and a reverence for God, you're going to enjoy everything you work for. What does that tell me? It tells me that when we are not following the ways of the Lord, that you can labor, get the benefits, but not enjoy it. How many people have worked so hard? They've worked. They've amassed wealth and resources and said, oh, now I can travel the world. I can eat in all the right places and wear all the right kind of clothes. And by the time they retire, they're stricken down with some ailment, and all that money goes down the drain. You labored, but you did not eat the fruit of your labor. That is not something that just happens now and then. It happens a great deal. People retire. Now, I'm not saying that every person that goes through an experience like that was not attentive to the Word of God or didn't have a fear of God. What I'm saying is, if you don't enforce the Word of God in your life, the enemy has every right to penetrate and strip you of whatever it is that you've got. But we have a promise. If I live a life in reverence of God, that God has guaranteed me by the authority of His Word that I will enjoy what I work for. And I should not feel terrible because I'm enjoying life. Praise God, no matter who's pointing their finger. Just enjoy your life. You have a fear of the Lord? Whatever it is that you lay your hands to do will prosper, the Word of God says. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And it says, and it shall be well with thee. In other words, good things are just going to keep on happening in your life. Let us take a hold of that promise this day and receive the grace to enjoy, not in the future, but now. Let's look at that verse again. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways, for thou shalt eat. In grammar school, they taught me that I can exchange the word for because. And God is saying, one, you're going to have a reverence for God, flipping the for because. You're going to have a reverence for God because of all the blessings that are in your life. And you're enjoying all of that, and you will not want to trade it for anything else. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So let us thank God for the benefit of enjoying the blessings of God now and being in that blessing, not trading it for anything else. Praise the Lord. And been living a happy life. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the grace to enjoy the labor of our hands, to eat of our labor, to see the benefit of what we are doing. For how frustrating it is, oh God, to work and not enjoy it. To work and see what you and not see the benefit for that which you've worked. Lord, O God, that is not our portion. For your word says, O God, that we will enjoy the labor of our hands. We'll eat and of our labors. And your word says, O God, that we will be happy people. And your word says, O God, that it shall be well with us. We take a hold of this word and we pull it to ourselves. And we say, in the name of Jesus, it is well with me. I'm a happy man. And I'm enjoying eating out of the works of my hands. For that which I lay my hands to do has been prosperous. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. We declare this for every son and every daughter in this house. In Jesus' mighty name. Praise the Lord. God is good. It goes on and says, thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Hallelujah. What does that mean to us? Your wife as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Normally, you have a vineyard or a vineyard, whichever way you want to call it. And it's not by your house. It's out there somewhere. You have to go to it to get the benefit of it. But the word of God says, your wife is going to be like that fruitful vine, but you don't have to go out there. It'll be in your house. It will be by the sides of your house. When you step out, there is a fruitful vine. Glory be to God. You don't have to go to Sobeys. You don't have to go anywhere. It's right there. It's right there. The benefit, the blessings. You don't have to go looking for it. It's right there. Hallelujah. And God is saying to us, the right there blessing is in your house. And your wife is going to be that right here blessing. How many men drive and drive and drive and drive for hours? It's time for them to go home. But they find every reason not to go home. Because if they go home, it's not going to be funny. You know, somebody's going to talk their ears, their eyes, their nose, their feet, their hands off. You know, the Bible says, tell you what, it's better to go stay at the top, the rooftop, than be in the same house with a nagging woman. Oh, yeah. That is not our portion. Because our wives are a blessing. Amen? A fruitful blessing. A fruitful blessing because they are speaking the blessing into everything that we are doing and saying. They're standing in unity with us. And then it says, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. The next generation will be a blessing right there. Oh, glory to God. During this Christmas time, families are going to come together. You know, some families come together and they shouldn't have come together because the fighting about everything and swearing and cursing each other out. Children are not cooperating. They hate each other. But God says, no, you have a fear for me. And I assure you, no matter what the challenge is, before this whole story is finished, you're going to have a wife that's a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. And you're going to have children that are like olive plants around your table. The glory outside and the glory inside. Wow. Blessing your going out, blessing your coming in. Our prayer focus is going to be this: God, so bless me that it is evident to all that I am a blessed person, because I'm blessed outside and I'm blessed inside. The Bible says about the virtuous woman that the husband is able to speak with leaders at the gates, and she's able to do all kinds of business. We're going to pray for the fruitfulness and the blessing of our wives. Now, when we're praying for our wives, we're praying for our daughters also. My daughter celebrated her birthday yesterday, and I'm so thankful for her. You know, that she's a blessing. She's a great mother. She's a great wife. She's just an amazing young lady. Our son's the same. But I believe this, that God, no matter what the challenges are, God is saying, I tell you what, because you're living for me, your wife is going to be as a fruitful vine. No matter what the devil tries to do, when this story is finished, that's what the testimony is going to be, a fruitful vine. No matter what the children are doing, what the testimony is going to be is that they're like olive plants round about your table. Let it be unto me according to thy word. Are we ready to pray this? Amen. Don't wait until your children grow up first. Amen. I'm praying for my children. I'm praying for my grandchildren. I'm praying for my great-grandchildren. And I'm praying for my great-great-grandchildren if Jesus, our Lord, tarries. But I'm sure I will see my great-grand. Praise the Lord. And I pray for every single one of them. So you pray the same prayer and say, I don't have any children. Pray for somebody that's a child. Hallelujah. You've got cousins. You've got nephews and nieces. If you don't have one, adopt the ones in the church. Hallelujah. And say, I bless you in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Stick it up before the Lord. Thank you, Lord, O God, for your promise. It is certain. Lord, O God, your word, O God, tells us that we can be blessed in our going out and in our coming in. And we pray this, O God, over our wives and over our sons and daughters. We pray, O God, for the benefit, O God, of your favor to come upon them now. Bless them, O God. And cause, O God, our wives, O God, to be that fruitful vine. Right there, the right there blessing. And our children, O God, as this olive plants that are producing. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for the legacy of generations in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, O God, for the oil that comes out of the olives. Lord, O God, that is used, O God, for unction and for lighting and for everything that is good. Father, this day in the name of Jesus, let your blessings come upon our families. Let it come, O God, upon our wives. Let it come upon our husbands. Let it come upon our children. Let, O God, your goodness, O God, as the psalmist said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, let your glory be revealed in us and through us even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the thing about the olive plant is that it keeps on, it stays on, and keeps on growing. And it's not a very tall tree. But you can go and you can see olive trees, because they are hardy, that are 1,000, 2,000 years old. If you go to Jerusalem today, you'll see olive trees that may have been there when Jesus was there. It's incredible. So there's lasting force. And God is saying, your children are going to be, they're going to be lasting. Hallelujah. They will go through every experience, every season in life, and they will continue to thrive. Praise God. Let us pray one more prayer for our children and declare in Jesus' name that they will be sons and daughters that thrive, that walk in divine victory, that live a sustained, fervent, blessed life. Hallelujah. Pray that prayer. Father, we pray for our children that they will be a marker in the earth. Lord of God, a marker of those that have been blessed, that they will continue, oh God, through every season, Lord of God, to be steadfast, that the sense of continuity will rest upon them. And Lord of God, whatever it is that you've called them to do, that they will accomplish it. And Lord of God, that they will not feel inferior to anybody else because of whatever others may be doing. But Lord of God, that they will be fulfilled in that which you've called them to do, that they will be the best version of themselves for your glory and honor. Thank you, Lord, O God, that out of them, through the crushings of life, Lord, O God, that they are producing oil. O Father, in Jesus' name, an unction, O God, upon our children and upon our children's children. Lord, O God, for generations, for your glory and honor, we call it so done. Amen and amen. He says in verse 4, behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. Praise God. He's going to be blessed with enjoying the labors of his hand. He's going to be blessed because he's happy. He's going to be blessed because it is well with him. He's going to be blessed because his wife is fruitful, fruitful vine in the sides of his house. And he's going to be fruitful and blessed because his children are like olive plants. God says, behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. Amen. Glory be to God. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. You know, it's remarkable to me, you know, when you are outside of Jerusalem, you think that it must be a really precious place to be at. But I tell you without fail, I've been in Israel some maybe 25, 26 times already. The most peaceful place I've ever been to, the most peaceful, bar none, is the city of peace, Jerusalem. The most peaceful place I've ever been. Now, the enemy would like to destroy that, but it keeps on failing. Praise the Lord. God says, I'm going to bless thee out of Zion. And of course, he did. Hallelujah. He gave us his only begotten Son. Amen. And out of Zion, the blessing keeps on flowing. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion. Most of the technology, things that impact us as human beings, in real terms, come out of Israel. Did you know that? They are already, are you ready for this? They're already building electric vehicles that fly. Yeah. For traffic, if you just come into your car and the car hovers and flies. You know, we know how to make noise around, but a little nation hated by most of the world, everybody hates. Now, when I say everybody, I don't mean you. But there are people that just hate the Jews for absolutely no reason other than the fact that they're successful. They're chosen, and they're making use of that blessing. God says, I'm going to bless you out of Zion. What the world needs to do is embrace the Jew. Embrace Zion and say, I receive the benefits and the blessings that come. The Bible tells us if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, you get blessed. Wow. Opportunities to connect. Be part of the family of God. Now we are all family of God. But God says, listen, I'm going to bless you out of Zion. And you're going to see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Amen. May we be that generation that continues to see the good of Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I believe we have the new prime minister just formed cabinet. And so Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be back as leader of that great nation. This is a man that was attacked in every possible way, discredited every, the press tried to just mess him up and everything, but he had his faith connected. I believe in God that he will vindicate me and help me. And God has helped him. And he's a lover of believers. And today, let us receive the benefits from Zion. And may we see the good days of Jerusalem, the city of peace. Will you pray? Hallelujah. Father, we take this time to thank you for the great nation of Israel. We celebrate, O God, your hands on your people. Lord, O God, you've used them as an example for every one of us. And Lord, O God, they have been used, O God, to contribute so much into our lives. When we read scriptures that have come forth out of your mind through, O God, men and women that were Jews, Israelites. Lord, O God, scriptures that give us hope. We are reminded that you, our Lord Jesus Christ, came as an Israelite, as a Jew. And Father, we have an elder brother who took on the body of an Israelite. For out of Zion, your blessings have come over our lives. Benefits have come upon our lives. And Lord, O God, we pray for the peace, O God of Jerusalem, that we will see the good of Jerusalem all of our days. Protect her. Lord, O God, we like watchmen on the wall cry out to God to you this day. We ask, O God, that you will send the arsenal of judgment against every contrary spirit that which seeks to bring pain to our fellow brothers, whom you've called, O God, to be joined with us, to become this one new man. Thank you, Lord, O God, that we are part of this commonwealth, the commonwealth of God, the kingdom of God, and that great benefits are pouring into our lives right now. As we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, fulfill your word and pour your blessings immeasurably upon our lives. Lord, O God, help us to connect. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good. You know, maybe a few hours ago, I was looking through my mail, and sure enough, there was one that came from Jerusalem sending greetings, and we celebrate them. Praise God, out of a pure heart. You know, this evening I came home, and there was a special package from a Jew right in front of my door. You know, and God connects us. Amen. Love all people. Love all people. And never join yourself with an anti-Semite, because that's the doorway to destruction. God didn't say they will always do the right thing. But God says, just be in agreement with me for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen? Hallelujah. The next verse. Oh, I think my pad is done. It says, yea, thou shalt see thy children's children. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I like that. I'm going to see my children's children. And I've seen them. Praise God. So I'm living that out already. Amen. I can't believe it that I have a 22-year-old grandson. Wow. Praise the Lord. All my children's children are so cute. I celebrate everyone. I think they're the smartest kids on all the planet. You might argue with that, but that's your business. I believe what I believe. Amen. Praise God. We will see our children's children. Praise God. And peace upon Israel. Oh, glory to God. Well, as we wrap up tonight in our prayer focus, let us thank God for the grace to see the next generations that He has ordained, and that they will be all great. Great shall be the peace of your children, the Word of God says. Amen. Let our children flourish. Let them blossom. Every Sunday, while Mama is praying, I'm laying hands on all these little ones. And I know that every one of them will make it. Praise God. And whatever it is God has ordained for them to do in their lives, they will be at the top. For the Word of God says that you are going to be above only, not beneath. You're going to be the head and not the tail. Amen? Hallelujah. So let us begin to thank God for super children. Hallelujah. Supernatural, spirit-filled, supernaturally charged young men and women who are going to do great things and be great leaders, who are not afraid of anything or anyone, not afraid to live life. They will be a testament of the goodness of God. They will not be brainwashed by the world and the systems of the world. They will not be, you know, harassed in their minds, but they will be confident young people who are living life and breaking forth on every side, glorifying the living Father in Jesus' name. Pray. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for our children. We are thankful, O God, that every one of them, Father, O God, are living life in a very supernatural way. Lord, O God, they are embracing their calling. They are embracing, O God, their destiny. They are embracing, O God, the calling of grace that is upon their lives. Father, they are making right choices. Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus, they are making the right decisions. And Lord, O God, we pray for our children that, Lord, O God, that they will be married, O God, to great husbands and great wives. And Lord, oh God, that they will raise up great children. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, oh God, there will be people, oh God, that love you and they love the nation of Israel. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Lord, oh God, that this anti-Semitic spirit that is running rampant in the earth, Lord, oh God, will not touch our children. They will not touch, oh God, our loved ones. But Lord, oh God, we will stand strong by the authority of the word and celebrate the goodness of the land of the Lord in the land of the living. Blessed be your holy name. Arise, oh God, and let all of your enemies be scattered. We pray, oh God, for our government, oh God, to bow its knees to you, our sovereign Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we break the backbone of addiction. Lord, oh God, Satan and his cohorts are harassing our children, harassing them, oh God, with drugs, with different kinds of addictions, harassing their lives and their minds with pornography. Lord, oh God, just doing all kinds of crazy things. Lord, oh God, harassing their minds by deceptive ways and teachings that have come from the very depths of hell. But Lord, oh God, today we declare, oh God, that our children will not participate. They will not take anything that is not of you. Even as the prodigal did not take that which belonged to the swine, but reminded himself that his father was a good father who met the needs of everyone that served him. That our sons and our daughters will remind themselves, wherever they are, Lord, O God, of your goodness, and declare, O God, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, O God, prepare a table before them in the presence of their enemies. May they flourish, O God, when others are struggling, that others, O God, will see them flourishing and make a decision. I think I better make friends with these ones, because I want to be under the blessing as they are. May our little ones rise up strong and mighty. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise that it is so done. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Now finally, let us pray for the service tomorrow morning. The Christmas Eve service tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And then we're going to have Christmas Day service Sunday morning. And after the main service, there's going to be a time, some kind of a cantata or whatever it is that the young ones are going to be presenting. But we'll try to be done with service at the same regular time, trying to make certain that we don't keep anybody longer. Sunday night, there is no service. So this Sunday evening service is preempted. We're just having Saturday morning and Sunday morning. But let us pray for a mighty move of God in these services. Next week, there is no Wednesday Bible study and no Friday prayer meeting. The next service next week is going to be New Year's Eve. And I want to encourage you, don't miss that service. And spend time praying about that service. Our God will do for you something extraordinary. Amen? God will establish you and establish your family as you cross over from 2022 to 2023. Amen? Okay. Pray for the service, the two services this week, Saturday morning and Sunday morning. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise for the awesome manifestation of your power, the awesome manifestation of your glory, the awesome manifestation of your presence. Lord, oh God, we know no one else but you. We have no other reference point but you. You are our cardinal point. You are the one that we are anchored to. You are the one, oh God, that we are hinged to, connected to. Lord, oh God, without you, we are nothing. But with you, oh God, we are fully fulfilled. And so, Lord, we cry out to you today that you will reveal yourself to us, oh God, in unprecedented ways this weekend. Lord, oh God, that you will do something so extraordinary that we will be reminded, oh God, of the very fact that we are so deeply loved. For your presence is with us. And where your presence is, there is freedom. We pray, oh God, for everyone, oh God, that's going to participate, oh God, in person this weekend. Those that are going to participate online, all around the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that there will be a communion, oh Lord, of oneness, so that your commanded blessings can come upon us. In the mighty name of Jesus, open our eyes to see clearly and our ears to hear clearly. Let our mouths, O God, testify, O God, of your goodness. Let every step we take, O God, be a step, O God, that is established. No slippage, no falling, no digressing. Everything, O God, ordered of you. For your word says, O God, that our steps shall be ordered of you. Father, we thank you that, Lord, O God, that you will be with us. Lord, O God, that the host of heaven will join with the host in the earth, even as it was, O God, on that Christmas morning, evening. Lord, O God, that there will be, O God, a communion. Heaven shall kiss the earth. And Lord, O God, your glory shall be revealed, and we shall receive that which you have declared over our lives, peace on earth, goodwill. Father, we receive your peace and your goodwill. Lord, we were made out of this earth, and since your peace is spoken to the earth, we declare, O God, that every part of our person, every cell in our body, every part that came out of that earth, Lord, O God, be sanctified this day with peace, your shalom. O God, filled with peace, your irene. Lord, O God, so that we will experience prosperity, divine health, favor, all of your goodness at all times, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. This is a time that we can express our deep gratitude to the Lord by giving to him precious gifts. The Bible tells us about the wise men, the magi, that came from the far east. And they came bearing gifts, precious gifts. They did not bring, you know, shabby stuff. They brought the very best. And this, as we wrap up this year, may we bring our very best to the Lord. The information on how you can give is listed on your screen, those that are at home. Donation@gloryandpeace.com. You can give by going directly to the website, or you can give by mail. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning for the Christmas Eve service, and then on Sunday for the Christmas Day service in the morning. And I thank God for Sister Judith, who is online today on Zoom. Bless you, Sister Judith. And let's continue to give. And you have a great night. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. And it was good to see Sister Deborah. I think, Sister Deborah, this is your first prayer service. And you were very present. I know. Praise God. God bless you all. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. See you tomorrow morning. Amen.